Do you fancy a trip to the theatre? Well, if you're blind or partially sighted, there's probably never been a better time to go, with more and more productions being audio described. That means when you're sitting in the audience and the curtain goes up, you have an audio describer in your ear describing what's going on stage in between the actor's dialogue. And if you're lucky, you may even get a touch to it before the production starts, which means you get on the stage amongst the props and the sets and maybe even some of the cast as well. Well, each month we speak with Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Arts to look at some of the top audio described theatre productions. Many of these are touring productions, and Anne joins us once again. Hello.
Hello there, Alan.
We've been doing this for a while.
We have, a wee while.
But audio description is growing and growing, and not just in the theatre either, is it?
No, that's right. It's very exciting times as more theatres begin to offer the service, and also galleries, museums and other events. And also there's a little bit more audio description online for little film clips and things that are being shown. So it's good that it's making things more accessible.
It certainly makes, for me anyway, going to the theatre a lot more appealing, you know, things you want to do. And even, you know, you mentioned things like museums and galleries, but even some visitor attractions now, you know, there's
right.
audio description, and that makes a massive difference.
But
we are talking theatre today. So let's look at some of the productions you're involved in. And I would say, I think I recognise all of them. I think everyone will as well. Let's start with a bit of a favourite. Musical numbers in this are ones to remember as well. It's Wicked.
That's right. We'll all be defying gravity. The next audio description for this one for me is in Leeds, and then I'll be describing it at various other theatres. I think it will be coming to theatres where most people live. This is, I think it's a very clever musical, this one. There's a lot of clever thought gone into it, and it's spectacular, and the songs are great. The defying gravity number is just going to go on and on, I think. Always pops up in pantomimes as well. It's such a popular song. So this is the story of a green witch, and there's a whole question around whether or not she's a wicked witch or not. We go back in time to when she was, well, initially when she was a green baby, and then when she was a green student at the university, and she encounters Glinda, who's a good witch, who's a very conventionally pretty young woman with blonde hair, blue eyes, and so on. And she's not green, it's fair to say. And then our story follows what happens to them as young women. Initially, they're very antagonistic towards each other. Then they become very friendly, and then their lives take them apart. And we explore why that is. But what's particularly clever about it is, if you know the story of the Wizard of Oz, it's almost like a prequel, like in Star Wars or something. This is the story of what happens leading up to when the story of the Wizard of Oz begins. So it explains why there is a witch who was crushed by a house. It explains the story of the winged monkeys and various other little twists and turns in the story. But you don't have to know The Wizard of Oz to enjoy it. It's spectacular, it's fun, it sweeps you away. But I think if you do know The Wizard of Oz, then you get even more enjoyment out of it.
I know people have seen this 4 and 5 times.
I think it is one you definitely can see. Seen many times, because there's an awful lot in it. And this one, a little bit like Shrek, that we might talk about in a minute, is the costumes are amazing. The amount of work that has gone into creating these costumes, it's just phenomenal. They're real works of art in their own right. The dresses that Elphaba, the Green Witch, and Glinda, the Good Witch, wears, but also those worn by the ensemble as the citizens of Oz or the students at the university. They're all individual and quirky, and they're fantastic. So they're always a pleasure to describe, as well as the action that's going on the stage.
Do you ever get to do touch tours for this one, you know, to get up close to some of these costumes?
Yes, in the past we've had some excellent touch tours, and the stage management team have been very involved too. We've been able to access the bubble that Glinda travels around in. We've been able to hold the green baby, and we've actually been able to touch some of these fabulous costumes, which gives people a real opportunity to explore the texture and the work that goes into them. So that's a real bonus if we can do that.
Well, you mentioned Shrek, so let's continue that greenness theme then.
Today's a green theme.
It is indeed. And again, this is another touring production?
It is a touring production. I'm describing it at several venues, at Norwich next, but then all around the country and up until the end of the year. It's quite an extensive tour again. So Shrek, for those of you that don't know him, is a giant green ogre. Now, Shrek lives in the swamp by himself with big signs that read, "Get out, go away." And he doesn't want to get involved with anybody else because in his background, in his history, in his life, people have always been frightened of him and people have always wanted to attack him. So he doesn't want anything to do with anybody else. However, he stumbles across a donkey. And then the two of them become involved in a quest to go and rescue Princess Fiona from her tower up in the clouds, where she's guarded by a pink dragon who has long, fluttery eyelashes and a beautiful singing voice. And also we meet Lord Farquaad, who's a very diminutive lord of the country, lord of the land, and his intention is to marry Princess Fiona. So this is an adaptation for the stage. It is Shrek the Musical, and it's adapted from the very first Shrek film that came out for children, about 20 or so years ago.
Yeah.
And again, it's spectacular, it's fun, it's got some great tunes, and it's got some fabulous costumes because they managed to make the characters on stage look just like the characters in the film. So amazing costumes.
And great films as well.
It is.
Love it.
It was one of my children's favourites when they were little, so it's always it's always a joy to do this one. It takes me back in time.
Okay, let's go to Lancaster next, and we've got the Outside Theatre Show, and it's the Three Musketeers.
That's right. This year, it's the Three Musketeers. This takes place in Williamson Park in Lancaster. Again, they've been doing this for, I don't know, well over 20 years. And it's a promenade production. The setting is fantastic. There are all kinds of places that you visit in the park. There's a small lake, and often some of the later scenes are played there as the sun is setting and the lights twinkle reflected in the lake. We climb up to the top of the park where there's a view across to Morecambe Bay, often with a beautiful sunset again. We go down into a kind of amphitheatre. We wend our way through the woods as the sky is darkening overhead. So there's the fantastic entertainment, which is the theatre show, which has multi-talented actors and lots of music and lots of fun. But also the park itself is almost a character in the story. And they choose the different locations in the park very carefully to think about what they will add to each of the scenes that unfold. And this is one where it's great to make an evening of it. You bring your picnic, you have that beforehand, and it's one where you can bring all ages because it's a real family experience and really enjoyable. So what we do for that one, we don't do the live audio description, but we provide a detailed audio introduction beforehand that's recorded, then people can listen to that as many times as they want before they come to see the show, and then they're pretty much in the picture before they arrive.
It sounds fantastic to be actually, you know, out of the theatre environment, moving around in a live set, if you like. It sounds amazing.
And we all pray it doesn't rain.
Yes, take your brolly just in case.
That's right, always advise that. I say take your sun cream and your brolly. And the midge repellent as well is important for that one.
Of course. Right, let's have a little night music in Chester.
Yes, this is a great show. I've never worked on this before, so it was a pleasure for me discovering the music, Stephen Sondheim, very talented company of actors, because as they're doing repertoire productions, so that means they're performing in more than one show. So they might be doing a little night music one evening, and then they'll be doing Arthur Miller's The Crucible the next. So they have to be super skilled actors. So they provide the music and the singing. This originally was set in the 1920s, but it's been updated so it's set in the 1970s. And it's the story of a man and his wife who is many years younger than he is. They kind of got married on a bit of a whim, and now they're wondering whether they made the right decision. And he has a grown-up son who is about the same age as his young wife, so that isn't always easy. And then he happens to meet again an actress by the name of Desiree, who he desired and had a bit of a fling with back in the day. Ooh. And so we follow what happens there. Meanwhile, she has another lover who becomes very jealous and suspicious, and they all come together over one weekend at a house in the country, and there are duels, there are songs of love and longing, and it explores all these different relationships. We get to know all the different characters involved, and it's really interesting music. It's quite operatic, it's a little bit difficult, it's a bit quirky, but it really grips you. It's a really compelling production.
We've got time to squeeze in one more, Anne, so let's make it a famous one. We've got an officer and a gentleman.
This is a touring production, so again, hopefully people can catch it all around the country. I'm describing it in Milton Keynes in July. That's the first time I'm working on it. And this, again, a stage adaptation of that great film. We all know the moment at the end when he walks in and sweeps her off her feet, and that got a huge round of applause when I went to see it in the theatre the other night. And it's punctuated with great music, this one, that people will recognise, and it's a wonderful love story. What more can we say?
What a story to end on. A bit of romance.
I know.
And we're out of time once again. There are more and more and more theatre productions and museums and galleries we could talk about. But if people would like to find out more, how do they get in touch with you?
If you'd like to visit our website, that's mindseyedescription.co.uk. You can drop us an email, mindseyedescription@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @mindseyearts, and we've also got a Facebook page. So there's lots of ways to keep in touch and check what's happening near you.
Great stuff. We'll speak with you again next time, Anne. Thanks for joining us on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Alan.